Good morning, everyone. Are we good? Welcome to the June 23rd, 2026 meeting of the Sussex County Council. I'll call the meeting to order. And first is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I see no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Lloyd. Second, Ms. Grunerbaum. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunerbaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next is the approval of the minutes of the June 16th, 2026 meeting. Are there any corrections, additions, or deletions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have two letters. The first is from Make-A-Wish Foundation of Delaware and also Dry Dock Recovery, Inc., both thanking council for donations.
Okay, thank you. Next is public comment. Okay. All right, well, this is the time for public comment. You have 3 minutes to talk about something the county has clear jurisdiction over. And when the green light comes on, you have 3 minutes. When the amber light comes on, you'll have 1 minute. And when the red light comes on, I'm going to ask you to wrap it up. Operator, would you check online, please?
If there is anyone on the line who would like to make a public comment, please dial 5-star. We have one caller. Caller, your line is unmuted.
Yes, thank you. I have 4 very brief statements and a question. My name is Fern Goodhart. I ride a bicycle for transportation, and I'm forced to use Route 9, Coastal Highway, and 24 to get to the bike trails. I'm constantly passing traffic because they're backed up excessively. I'm hoping my public safety is equally important to private individual property rights. My question is, what metric does the county council use to determine if our existing road infrastructure is sufficient or insufficient when approving applications for further development, especially considering 10 years worth of approved applications in the pipeline? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Operator, is anyone else?
At this time, there is no one else on the line.
Okay, we'll go ahead and close public comment. Next is County Administrator, Mr. Lawson.
All right, thank you, Mr. President. County Administrator's report for June 23rd, item 1. Per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, the estates at Bridgewater Phase 3B construction record received substantial completion effective June 11th. Item 2, the Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for May 2026 is attached, listing the number of violent crime and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 196 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of May. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Next, Mr. Whitehouse. Talk about the comp plan land use plan annual report.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of Council. As Council may recall, at the end of June every year, we provide an update to the state of Delaware in terms of comp plan progress and implementation. And again, it's that time of year, so we've drafted this year's report. It is included in your paperless packet. I promise not to read the whole report. I have just a few highlights. There is a full copy online in Council's packet today and in your paperless packet. The main highlights this year in yesterday's report are basically outline what has happened since last year's report. We're required, since the comprehensive plan was adopted by Council in 2018 and approved by the Governor in 2019, Delaware Code requires that we provide annual updates back to the state of Delaware on implementation. So this year's update focuses on what's happened in the last year. There were multiple highlights in here, but if you look to page 5 in the report, you can see what's happened in terms of the Transportation District and the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District, the TID, and you can see all those developments and changes that have happened and those financial commitments that have come online, and it lists all the monies that will be then collected by the county and transferred to DLDOT for spending on roads and infrastructure inside the Cape Henlopen Transportation Improvement District. And in total, in the last year, through various changes like in Chase Oaks and other developments and Vineyards Phases 4B and 5 and 6, over $4 million have come forward that in commitments. That doesn't mean we've yet collected the money. That means that approvals are in progress or have been issued that allow those monies to be collected. And then we will collect that money on behalf of DLDOT and then transfer that money to DLDOT for use in CTP projects. The report also outlines what has happened in the last year in terms of discussions with DLDOT in terms of capital transportation projects. There is an update on page 6 in relation to the ongoing US 9 corridor master plan study. And there's some maps in there that some of the same maps that were shown in the public workshop that was held on May 19th of this year. There's updates on land use ordinances on page 8 in terms of the land use reform working group's recommendations and the implementations of those ordinances, which Council will be familiar with. And then if you jump forward in the report to page 12, page 11, there's a summary of how many land use applications have come in. We're seeing a downward trend in number of submittals and number of lots coming forward. There's very much a cooling going on in the market, and that's reflected in our building permit activity as well. There is a gradual cooling going on, which I know Council is familiar with from your budget reports. If you jump to page 12, there's a summary on solar arrays and solar array applications and what we're seeing in terms of that, and there's a map showing the spatial distribution of those. There has been a surge in the submittal of solar array applications, to which Council, remember, there was a presentation at a recent meeting. And then if you jump forward into the report, there are updates on water and housing. And then if you jump all the way to page 23 of the report, and I always enjoy providing these numbers every year, this report lists all the open space that has been protected through the county code in terms of open space requirements for cluster subdivisions and RPCs, and it lists all the developments that have gone through the process in the last year. And in total, there were 281 additional acres that will be preserved and protected as open space as a result of the county ordinances. And when you add that to all the other developments since the comprehensive plan came into effect, by my count, the running total is now 2,709 acres that are protected, or that translates to 4.23 square miles. And so that's an impressive total, and it rises every year as more open space comes online and is protected. And then finally, at the end of the report, there are some updates on some of the legislative changes that are affecting planning and zoning, particularly in relation to comprehensive planning and the pending update to the comprehensive plan, which is now, we started work on that, and that's starting to move forward. And in short, Mr. President, unless there's any questions, I have a motion for your consideration. So.
Okay, please give us your motion.
Sure. Be it moved that Sussex County Council approves the 2025 to 2026 comp plan update report to the state planning.
Okay. Pleasure of council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Lloyd. Are there any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Cornabell.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. Mr. Harmer, County Engineer.
All right. I'm here to brief a recommendation of award for two Slaughter Beach contracts for septic elimination, which are two construction contracts for county contract, county project S22-26. If you may recall, back in, looks like 2021, County Council voted in favor of passing resolution R-02321, establishing the Slaughter Beach area of the Sussex County Sewer District, consisting of the municipal limits of the town of Slaughter Beach. Project S22-26 Slaughter Beach project ended up comprising of three separate construction contracts due to the unique aspects of each package. The three contracts are Contract A, which is the actual sewer collection system in Slaughter Beach proper. The Contract B is the vacuum station pump station in Slaughter Beach. And then Contract C, which we'll brief in July, is construct a sewer force main from the vacuum pump station to the intersection of Reynolds Pond Road and Isaacs Road on Route 30, which the sewage would then go to Artesian's treatment plant. So the contracts A and B have been publicly bid and are subject of today's approval request. In your packets, you can see the details of the history of the project as well as the bid tabulation. So engineering will recommend award of the S22-26 Slaughter Beach Septic Elimination Contract A to Atlantic Contracting and Material Inc., we call them ACM, in the bid amount of $6,466,158. And engineering also recommends award of Project S22-26 Slaughter Beach Septic Elimination Contract B to Delmarva Veteran Builders in the amount of $2,614,990. If there's any questions, I'll answer them. And if not, I'll read a motion. I'll do two separate motions, one for each project.
Contract B, it looks like two are grouped pretty well, or, you know, you've got three bids.
Yeah.
Two are pretty similar in their bid within 10%. And then you've got one that's maybe 30% lower.
That's correct.
I'm sure you've looked at it and de-scoped it with them. But, I mean, you're comfortable with somebody coming in that much lower and still being able to perform.
We've looked at it, and at this point, we feel that that is the case. So we're making a recommendation for Delaware Veteran Builders. Yes.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Give us your motion.
All right. So the first motion is, be it moved based upon a recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department to contract S22-26 Slaughter Beach Septic Elimination Project Contract A be awarded to Atlantic Contracting and Material Company, Inc., for their total bid in the amount of $6,466,158.
Okay, pleasure of council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Lloyd.
Second.
Second, Mr. McCarron. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunbaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
All right, second motion is be it moved based upon a recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department to contract S22-26 Slaughter Beach Septic Elimination Project Contract B be awarded to Delmarva Veteran Builders for their total bid in the amount of $2,614,990.
Okay, pleasure of council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Lloyd.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunbaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
All right. The second thing I'm here to brief is the amendment to GHD's work for continuing of the engineering support for the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility project. As you may recall, the history is shown in your memos, but GHD held the county's engineering services contract associated with South Coastal since 2001. Council reaffirmed GHD as the engineer of record for South Coastal in September of 2016 and again May 14, 2019. And on July 16, 2024, County Council expanded GHD's reaffirmation of as a county engineer of record for county's wastewater treatment processes related to projects at all facilities through June 10, 2029. Construction at the South Coastal Treatment upgrade number 3 is substantially complete, but GHD has an ongoing role at the site where Sussex County has requested continued support primarily for items such as some engineering support of programming with some of the blowers, witnessing some harmonics testing, finishing out the substantial completion punch list, and development of the as-built record drawings. If there's any questions, I'll answer them. If not, I'll read my motion.
Okay, please give us your motion.
All right. Be it moved based upon recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that amendment number 32 to the base engineering contract with GHD Inc. be approved in the amount of not to exceed $238,400 for engineering services associated with the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility upgrade.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Lloyd.
Second.
Second. Mr. McCarron. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunbaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carry.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, Mr. John Ashman.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm here this morning to request permission to prepare and post notices for the Lily Vale expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. This would be in our Millville area. Engineering department received a request from Solutions IPEM LLC on behalf of their client K. Huffnany and Delaware Division Incorporated, developers of parcels 134-19-13 and 1304. Project is north of Lizard Hill Road and on the west side of Central Avenue and proposed for 174 single-family units. Project will be responsible for system connection charges in place at the time of connection, and we would like to request permission to prepare and post notices for a public hearing on the annexation with a tentative public hearing date scheduled for July 28th.
Okay.
Any questions?
Yep.
I'll read my motion. Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Lilyvale expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels 134-19-13 and 13.04 as presented on June 23rd, 26.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Motion to approve.
Motion, Mr. McCarron.
Second.
Second, Mr. Lloyd. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Next up, Mr. Bob Bryant, Airport Manager.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. President, members of the County Council. What you have before you are two requests seeking your approval, one to submit a Federal Aviation Administration Airport Improvement Program application in the amount of $6,487,537 for work associated with the construction of a new parallel taxiway Bravo bid package 3, and to also seek your approval for county administration the authority to sign the grant offer in the amount of $6,487,537. A little bit of background on this project. The overall development objective of the Taxiway Bravo project was to build a new FAA-compliant full-length parallel taxiway for our primary runway, runway 422, the runway that's used by everybody at that airport. You may recall back in September of 2025, the FAA called us, asked us if Sussex County could fund its 5% match of this overall project growth. Could the county accept an FAA grant that would significantly reduce the amount of time that was originally planned to complete this overall project? Originally, the FAA wanted us to break this project down into six separate phases over a six-year period. What you're hopefully going to approve today is to take those last 3 years, combine that into a single project, and we can start construction next year. On June 16th, 2026, Engineering Department, on behalf of the Delaware Coastal Airport, held a bid opening for this project. We were surprised to receive five bids. The low and most responsible bid was submitted by Richard E. Pearson Construction Company in the amount of $5,595,998. There are some additional costs that will be factored into the grant application. It includes a reimbursement of your upfront approval to spend $500,000 for the design and bidding of the project, which is why we're here today. It'll also include construction administration services and also reimbursement to the county for some independent fee reviews that we had to do on the project. So what I'm looking for is The grant total again is in the amount of $6,487,537, which will pay 95% of the total project cost. Total project cost is $6,828,987. Sussex County will be responsible for paying the remaining 5% of the total project cost, or $341,450. And I have two motions.
Okay, please give us your first motion.
First motion, be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Council approves submittal of a Federal Aviation Administration Airport Improvement Program application in the amount of $6,487,537 for work associated with construction, Taxiway Bravo, Bid Package 3, Phases 5, 6, and 7.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Lloyd.
Second.
Second. Mr. McCarron. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Runabout.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you. Second motion, be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Council approve the Sussex County Administration with authority to sign a Federal Aviation Administration Airport Improvement Grant offer in the amount of $6,487,537 for work associated with construction, Taxiway Bravo, Package 3, Phases 5, 6, and 7.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Lloyd.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Splendid, thank you.
I think that with all the good work that Aloft is doing there, and I think it's kind of a no-brainer to do these improvements, because the longer we get a runway, the bigger stuff they can bring in.
That's going to follow this one.
Yep. Thank you. Okay, now we are up to old business. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have three items of old business this morning. The first is change of zone number 2053, filed on behalf of Seaside at Lewis LLC and Derrickson Properties LLC. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held before Council at its meeting of June 9th of this year. This is an application for a change of zone from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for parcels of land totaling 29 acres directly on the north side of Route 1, directly north of Cave Neck Road, and County Council may remember that Council left the record open for receipt of additional comments and that the public record automatically closed at the conclusion of business on June 15th, and we announced this last week at the Council meeting of June 16th, after which Council deferred further consideration. So.
Mr. Whitehouse, did we get any? We did not get any additional comments, or did we?
From memory, I can just do one last triple check, but it's from memory. I don't remember receiving anything, but let me check. And the original hearing was on June. Last comment we received was on June 9th.
I believe that at the hearing I asked a question of our DLDOT representative, and she said she would get back to us regarding whether North Star was included in the traffic study. I believe that's accurate, and I presume we did not hear.
You mean from DLDOT comments? In terms of, hang on, baby, I thought you meant public comments. So any DLDOT official response, now bear with me, there was a DLDOT response on June 11th. So my apologies, I misunderstood the question. So the technical response that came in on June 11th.
I apologize. That's what I was looking
for.
Not included in the analysis. Okay, thank you. Okay, that was the information I asked for. Thank you. I apologize for not seeing that.
Okay. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 29.97 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning 1 through 11.
Okay. Pleasure of council.
I move for adoption.
Motion.
Or motion, sorry. Motion to it.
Second.
Motion to approve.
Approve, sorry.
Ms. Grunebaum. Second. Mr. McCarron. Are there any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Ms. Grunebaum.
So I remain concerned that the traffic analysis did not include North Star, as we just saw, and therefore I am concerned about the adequacy of the plans for the various roundabouts and grade level improvements. So that it remains a concern that I hope we can see DLDOT address in the future, but in the meanwhile, I vote yes.
Okay.
For the reasons given by planning and zoning and the evidence presented at the record.
I'm a little sleepy this morning. for the reasons given by planning and zoning and for the testimony provided here today, I vote yes. Sorry.
Okay, Mr. McCarron.
Based upon the testimony I heard during the presentation and the recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
I too vote yes based on the testimony given at the hearing, recommendation by P&Z, and also I'm not aware of any like strip shopping malls between Milford and Five Points, and I think it's appropriate for that area and on Route 1, so I vote yes.
Okay, Mr. Riley.
I also vote yes based on DLDOT or planning and zoning's recommendation and the testimony at the hearing.
I agree with planning and zoning's recommendations. I also vote yes. Motion carries.
Thank you. Our next item of old business this morning is conditional use number 2540, filed on behalf of La Dolce Far Niente, LLC. I may be mispronouncing that. County Council, again, like the last application, may be familiar with this from the meeting that was held before Council at its meeting of June 9th. And again, like the last application, Council left the record open until June 15th to allow for the submittal of additional comments. And the public record automatically closed on June 15th. And this was announced at County Council on June 16th, at which point Council deferred for further considerations.
Okay, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a self-storage facility and office and outdoor storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 7.00 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 6 with conditions 7A through L.
Okay. Pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. McCarron. Are there any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. Riley.
I will vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning and the testimony we heard at the hearing.
Okay, Mr. McCarron.
Based upon the recommendation of planning and zoning and presentation, I vote yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
I too vote yes based on the testimony at the hearing and recommendation by P&Z and the testimony at the hearing.
Okay, Ms. Grunebaum.
Based on the recommendation of planning and zoning and testimony heard, I vote yes.
I agree with planning and zoning's recommendations. I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. And our last item of old business this morning is conditional use number 2604, filed on behalf of Alvaro E. Perez Roblero. This is an ordinance against conditional use of land in the AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscape business. And again, like the previous two applications, this was heard by County Council at its meeting of June 9th. At the conclusion of that meeting, County Council left the record open for the receipt of any additional comments until the end of business on June 15th, after which the record automatically closed. And again, like the last two applications, this was announced at last week's council meeting on June 16th, after which council deferred.
So. Okay, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business with outdoor storage and parking to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 5.00 acres, more or less.
Okay, pleasure of council. The motion's always got to be in the
motion phone. Entered. Motion to approve.
Motion, Mr. McCarron.
Second.
Second, Mr. Lloyd. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
For a conditional use process, it's pretty specific in the purpose. And one of the things that, one thing that strikes me, it says, with full protection offered to surrounding properties by rigid application of the district regulations. Based upon the presentation and the testimony given and the recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote no.
Okay, Mr. Lloyd.
I also vote no for the same reasons given by planning and zoning and based on the testimony given at the hearing.
Okay, Ms. Grunebaum.
Based on the recommendations of planning and zoning and the testimony, I vote no.
Mr. Riley.
I also agree with planning and zoning, and based on testimony at the hearing, I vote no.
I also agree with planning and zoning. Their recommendations, I vote no. Motion denied.
Thank you.
Okay, next is introduction of proposed ordinances. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance, this is in Councilwoman Greenbaum's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MRRPC, medium density residential plan community district, to an MRRPC, medium density residential plan community district, to amend conditions of approval for change of zone 673, ordinance number 294, in relation to the addition and use of recreational amenities for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 4.29 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce.
That is all, Mr. President.
All right, Ms. Gordon-Baum introduces it. Next is council member comments. Mr. McCarron.
I have none.
Mr. Lloyd. Ms. Gordon-Baum.
No.
Riley?
I will make a quick comment. Hopefully our caller this morning may still be listening. Her question was, you know, what metrics do we employ and what decision-making process do we use to determine adequacy of the roads? And I would suggest that we rely heavily on the PLUS process and the input from the State Department of Transportation and the traffic engineers that review each application as it comes through. Simply because they're the experts and have, you know, better knowledge of the ability of the roads to accommodate. So that is the primary metric that I rely on, looking at what we come through with recommendations from DLDOT. So hopefully that answers the question, at least in part.
Okay, and I will make one quick comment. It kind of piggybacks on Mr. Whitehouse's report of the comp plan. You know, we put $5 to $6 million a year in the budget for land purchases for so that land will not be developed. And we work very, very hard at that. And I want to say that since it's either 2018 or 2019, we have preserved by purchasing with ourselves and partners at times, almost 4,000 acres of land in Sussex County that will never be developed. And I think that's something that needs to be brought out and talked about a little bit more because we do commit to a lot of land preservation. But
so if we coupled that with the report this morning of 2,700 acres, which is almost 4.25 square miles,
exactly.
It's a fairly significant chunk of land that's been set aside.
Good point. Okay. Next is executive session. Mr. Lawson, do we need? Okay. All right. Entertain a motion to go into executive session downstairs.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Lloyd. Second, Mr. McCarron. Any questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Gordon-Baum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. We are now in executive session downstairs.